Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chitan, and here's what he briefly has to say. Chitan here from the Himalayas. Keep up your good work. Of all the women, I find Caucasian ones to be the most unhinged due to their sexual debauchery. From Dubai's porta potty girls, all the way to single mothers and narcissistic YouTubers and Instagram models. They're what the World Economic Forum wants all women all over the globe to embrace. Recently, I met three American ones in a bar. One of them was a blonde and was married to some ugly Indian guy who works in IT in the United States. She was visiting India, Southeast Asia with her friends on that simp's money. She tried to unnerve me, challenged me on many issues, which were shit tests. I also had to shoo away desperate, lighter-skinned Indian dudes who came looking to molest such ladies. We argued over politics, religion, immigration for about 4 hours. In the end, I made that blonde pay for my drinks with that Indian simp's IT money. F that curry cell in the USA. I could have banged his bride and sent her back, but I didn't. Women of European descent have cognitive dissonance. I trust them to reproduce with low-quality males and promote mutant breeds across the globe. Unquote. Well, Chitan, thanks for the donation and for sharing your story. I think that chopping down Caucasian women is a little bit unfair. All women would do the same as they do if they could. Do you really believe that Indian women, given the option to be with a European guy, wouldn't have a mixed baby with a white Chad? What really bothers me about Western women from European descent is how disrespectful they are because in the West, it's acceptable for women to give men attitude. Now they're visiting your country and doing the same to you. Next time you see one, don't entertain her and her pet simp entourage or simp-tourage because even negative attention is still attention. Just ignore her and force the simp to entertain her instead. You're not a dancing circus clown or chimp, there to entertain foreign travelers. She'll go home and tell her friends that there are still masculine men willing to stand up to her in India, and that her friends should actually go there too. Then you'll have to entertain even more of them. Is that really what you want to do? I can't handle the type of behavior from women that you mentioned. I left a woman after 5 years when she started behaving like that. Another one kept that part of herself mostly hidden for 10 years. She was one of the only quiet women out there. No one wants to deal with such disrespect unless they're like the curry cell that you mentioned. If I give women respect, why shouldn't I get respect in return? Anyways, I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to everyone banging people from every other part of the world until we all end up looking like Egyptians clown world show. Chitan, I believe you're the one that pointed out that Indian men are now dating and marrying white women. The moment you mentioned that, I started noticing it everywhere. I don't think it's some sort of conspiracy, and I think that as the world gets smaller thanks to air travel, and now the internet, it's becoming more and more acceptable, and eventually, many nations will cease being homogeneous. Author Richard Kilgarry predicted what's happening right now, simply because we have that global travel. Here's a short section from Kilgarry's book Practitioner Eldilismus, in which he predicted that a mixed race in the future would arise, and I quote, "The man in the future will be a mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear, owing to the vanishing of space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in its appearance to the ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with a diversity of individuals." Unquote. Those are simple observations that Kilgarry made, and a lot of people have taken them out of context, as if he's had some sort of master plan. It's the right-wing tradcuck extremists that think this to be exact. Space has vanished thanks to air travel and time, for communication has vanished thanks to the internet. Prejudice to some extent disappeared the moment more foreign restaurants popped up all over the place in your neighborhood. I saw that when I had a mixed shawarma in Egypt. I'm sure they also have mixed curry at the McDonald's near Yucatan. But Kilgarry was wrong, and prejudice will never completely go away. All we have to do is look at Brazil and Latin America, where people are judged by others based on what shades of brown they are. The lighter they are, the more ideal they are. The lighter your skin is, it signifies that your ancestors are from a more northerly climate, where you needed a greater IQ to survive in the cold. Plus, Europeans tend to be taller than Indians and people from other areas. The reason many Caucasian women go after Indians guys is because they're hardworking. They have a lot of money and their life will be set as a result. But these women also aren't thinking about their offspring and how life will be more difficult for them because of racism or prejudice. They're probably just hoping that if enough other women like them also have mixed children, then they'll fit right in. And I see this happening now. Don't you want to bring up the quality of your offspring by actually lightening their skin? Don't you want to make some blonde sea demon very happy, Chetan? I think that the men women choose to start a family with is a small problem compared to what's coming down the pipeline. We're currently witnessing the disintegration of innovation in Western culture. If you go to Eastern Europe, you still hear music that sounds like it was written and has Turkish influence. If you go to India, the sitar is still being played. But when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, there was a distinct style all the time to the music, with electric guitars to synthesizers to all kinds of other instruments and sounds, where players were constantly struggling to make something new up. The same in the film business. I think that as more people from the East come to the West and don't assimilate, it shrinks the audience down for new innovative music and film. For example, my father listens to the same style of music from his youth. It's sad to watch the innovation drain from the West as demographics get replaced. Culture is something that's not supposed to be static, but a living, evolving organism of expression through design. As the culture in the West is destroyed, it makes the whole world a poor place. Look at the beautiful temples of India from centuries ago. Can people build something like that today? Even if they could, they can't build something as beautiful in a new original style. We have more technological tools, and yet the people in the past with limited resources and tools were able to accomplish way more than we did. 100 years ago, European men would have gone to war if people from other backgrounds were trying to take their women away, or if those women went to those other men. Western men have become pushovers to Western women, and now those women are turning Indian men into even bigger simps. You see Western women coming into your country, taking the so-called best Indian men for themselves. And what's going to happen is thirsty white males in the West are going to increasingly end up with Indian women. So the Caucasian guys that are sixes will end up with Indian women that would be considered seven or eights in your culture. The white women that are fives and sixes will end up with guys that are Indian that are eights and nines in their own background. White males and females have the option to date up socioeconomically and looks-wise with people from minority groups with different skin colors. And this allows them to find mates that are better in looks and financial status than if they stuck to people from their own backgrounds. So nothing is going to change. It's just geomaxing or immigrant maxing, leveraging skin color for men in foreign lands to get women they never would have access to in their own background, or white women leveraging their skin color to steal the best Indian guys, the Raj Rones. Everyone is looking for an advantage in the sexual marketplace. Everyone is looking out for themselves. Compared to most Caucasian women, the Indian women that were interested in me over the years were polite, soft-spoken, and feminine, but I didn't find them attractive. But later on, I found out that they were ruthless when it comes to cheating and lying. They just hid things better and were nonchalant about it. Sure, they weren't confrontational and obnoxious like the blonde women you dealt with, Chetan, but they were still women. You really don't think that if Arabs offered to fly them to Dubai to be porta-potty Indian girls for a few days for $10,000 or $20,000, that they wouldn't do it too? Of course they would. They just wouldn't show off after they did it because in your culture, at least the way it's been up until recently, the projection of virginity and chastity is very important, even if the woman is a secret slut. But in the West, most people don't really care about female virginity anymore, and women flaunt their loose sexuality now. They don't have to keep up appearances like the Punjabi girls do, so they don't. The crazy thing is that men in Eastern countries want a feisty Western woman because they see them as exotic. That Indian guy you mentioned with the blonde woman thought he lucked out. Most women probably understand that all they have to do to elevate their sexual marketplace value a couple notches is to keep their mouth shut for a long time. Men want to fall in love with a woman that's more of a quiet object instead of a loud individual. Chetan, you're a rare breed of Indian man that doesn't want to simp out for a European woman. Most guys from your background just can't help themselves. I think we've gone to the point now where men all over the world are starting to understand female nature like never before. That women all over the place are using tricks they can get away with. I don't know what else to say on the topic. Chetan, just please stop wasting your time, 4 hours of your precious time, talking to women like that. That's time you're never going to get back. once you no longer need female validation, you won't need to talk to them anymore. Maybe you're like myself, where a few years ago I found their games amusing, and it was a good way to see female nature in the wild, so to speak. Like you're a cooch anthropologist, studying women's behavioral norms and values. I was studying them for the longest time, and I got so bored because everywhere I looked, I saw the same sorts of behavior over and over again. I learned that most people, men and women, are not that special, and I started looking for the anomalies in the society. There are men and women where you won't be pissed off about their behavior. The advantage in generalizing human behavior is that it allows you to more easily identify those few people that are different, those outliers. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Chetan doesn't want to smash hot white blondes because they give him too much attitude. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the white women that have mutant babies with Raj Ronaway. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.